You know, we may say this every season, but autumn is truly a great time for books. Matt Tannenbaum of the bookstore in Lenox, Massachusetts, joins us to share some of the books that he's been ordering, unpacking, and enjoying. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Joe.
How's everything going?
Nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
It's a little rainy this autumn. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we paying the piper for the glorious summer?
I think we are.
All right.
And it's a shame because it's blowing the leaves off the trees and we didn't get quite the sparkle.
It's still beautiful coming over here from the Berkshires this morning, heading into looking at the Adirondacks beyond. Just terrific. It's just great. I still love it.
Beautiful stuff.
I like coming over and seeing you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here as always. We always love having you on the show.
This is quite a book day you have. Chabon is on and Elliot is on and I feel like who's this guy?
No, you're the guy in the trenches.
Hey, that's
right. You're the real.
If it wasn't
the
for
real
me, these guys, what would these guys
Absolutely.
Be doing?
Absolutely. Right. Where would they be?
And vice versa.
We always love having our booksellers on. They bring us to places that perhaps we wouldn't go otherwise, and that's what I love about your store. That's what I love about you. So where would you like to begin?
Well, last time I was on, you raised the gauntlet real high. You say, that you read a lot, and I still find books that you haven't read. So
that's true.
So I'm going to start with this one, which this is a serious paperback. It's called The Assassination of Heydrich by Jan Wiener. And it is recently published by Eyrie Press in Florida. It's republished. It originally came out in 1969. Listener, WAMC listeners will remember Jan Wiener. Alan interviewed him for 3 hours back the late 90s or early 2000s.
Beautiful interview.
Great. So, did you know him? Did you ever get to meet him?
I was here when he was here for the interview. Yeah.
So, and Jan was a good friend of mine, a resident of Lenox, and he wrote this book, The Assassination of Heydrich, out of print for all these years. I would scurry around and get old hardcover copies, originally published by Grossman, Richard Grossman, another WAMC area resident.
Yes.
And a terrific, terrific book. This was the first book, came out in 69, the first book to talk about the assassination of Heydrich, who was the Reich Protector of Bohemia, appointed by Hitler after the Nazis marched into Czechoslovakia in 1939, spring of 1939, 6 months after Munich. And the Czech underground, already in full swing, knew they had to get rid of him. That became their number one operational number one priority for them. And Jan, this book it also intersperses his own journey as a soldier on the front lines, waiting to go into battle against the Germans in 1938, when the Munich Agreement was signed, and his cavalry officer said, "Go home, boys. They've sold us down the river." I remember him saying this, telling this story, and then he talks about his escape from Czechoslovakia, his journey during the war, being thrown into a prison camp, prisoner of war camp in Italy, escaping not once but twice, and then interspersing this with the story of the Czech underground, and the story of the assassination. This year, there are, I think, two new books on Heydrich. Yale University has one, and a novel by a French novelist called HHHH, which is an acronym for, I can't remember now. It was a German acronym for Heydrich was Himmler's brain.
Yeah.
He acted out what Himmler, the ideas. And I had not read that novel. There have been other novels that have used Heydrich, other stories. Jim Shepherd up in Williamstown wrote a story, and Charles McCary wrote a number of stories, and he uses Heydrich in his espionage stories. But this was the first one that really came out, and this is just republished, and your listeners should know about this. Our listeners should know about this.
It is it's great, beautiful that it's back in print.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Wonderful. It's The Assassination of Heydrich, and it's by Jan Wiener, and very nice edition.
And staying with history, I have this book, From the Ruins of Empire, by Pankaj, I think that's the way you pronounce his name, Mishra, published by Farrar Straus, From the Ruins of Empire, The Intellectuals Who Remade Asia. Did you know about this one, Joe?
Oh, you did? No, I didn't know about this one.
This is terrific. This is a book that came across my desk, and it's not an anti-West polemic, but it's the story of three intellectuals in Asia who gathered strength in after the defeat of the Russian Navy in 1905 in the Russian-Japanese War. And this was the first time since the Middle Ages that a power in the East had defeated a power in the West. And this included Tagore, the Indian poet Tagore, Al-Afghani, a Persian intellectual. Mao Zedong appears in this book. Sun Yat-sen appears in this book. Nehru, Gandhi. Strength from this realization that the West, which had subjugated and subordinated many people in the East, from Napoleon on, when Napoleon conquered Egypt, this was the first time that the East was fighting back.
And it explores their shared goals.
Right. So if we look at today's events, it's not it's deeper, and the impulse is deeper than our newspapers, our media would have us believe, I think. So a very fascinating book. I'm about halfway through.
Terrific. It is From the Ruins of Empire, The Intellectuals Who Remade Asia. It's published by FSG by Pankaj Mishra.
And now for something entirely different.
Hello.
Hello. The cocktail waitress, James M. Cain. James M. Cain died in the 70s.
I was about to say, what happened to him? All right.
He wrote Mildred Pierce. He wrote Double Indemnity. What was the third one? The big one.
I knew of Double Indemnity.
Double Indemnity. The Postman Always Rings Twice.
Oh, that's right. Did you write that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. One of them, I forget which of those titles, the first line of it is the most famous line in hard-boiled mysteries. They threw me off the hay truck at noon. And so begins the narrative. This one, the narrative doesn't begin that intensely, but this is another.
So Mildred Pierce.
The
Postman Always Rings Twice, right? and Double Indemnity.
Right.
And this is The Cocktail Waitress.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he wrote others, cool. I think, also. An opera one, I can't remember which one. I know Mildred Pierce was in music also. I loved him. And I didn't even know this was coming out. This is published by Hard Case Crime, a new imprint that appeared. A couple of years ago, Random House took it over, and they're doing what Random House does the best, sends their books out to the market. And they've got these great illustrations. I don't know if your listeners can't see it.
Very much of the period, right? Very much of
noir.
That time. Right. And I have to say, because they've been doing a series and even writing some new ones, because I know that Stephen King did a couple.
Stephen King,
the
Colorado Kid.
Yeah.
They republished a bunch of Donald Westlake's.
Yes.
Under, I think, a pseudonym. And what's the line in the someone writes an afterword. Is it Stephen King who writes an afterword in this book?
He does.
And says one of the quotes is, "No one ever put down a Jim Cain novel in the middle." no one ever stopped reading a Jim Cain novel in the middle. So Cocktail Waitress, a story of a femme fatale. Somehow her husbands keep dying.
You know, the interesting thing about his work to me is that, wow, could it be violent?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we tend to get so much in today's mystery genre, we get so much into the character, we get so much into the actual protagonist,
mm-hmm.
That we don't get a lot into the actual crime. These books will just, man, wake you up what's going on.
Turn the page.
Riveting.
Mickey Spillane who said, if you, as a writer, he says, if you get in trouble, just knock the door down with a gun in your hand.
That's right.
And
Mickey's blame too. This is great stuff. The Cocktail Waitress, the lost final novel by James M. Cain. Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And
for
now to go.
That.
And now to go to another completely different genre. Here's Mo Willems' new kids book.
I love this book. I am.
Did you talk about?
We had Mo on the show, and I love adore this book,
Goldilocks and the Three Dinosaurs. Did you get a chance to see the titles he was thinking about before he settled on? Goldilocks and the Three Salmon, Goldilocks and the Three Foxes. Goldilocks, I like Goldilocks and the Three Dudes. Mo Willems, I met him last year at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield when they were doing a Knuffle Bunny show, and lovely guy. So,
and I have to say that the book is just, well, it's hilarious, it's
tongue-in-cheek for kids, and kids can understand tongue-in-cheek.
Absolutely. And
it doesn't talk down to them. It wink, wink, you and I know what's really going on in this book, in this story, kids.
But it's such wonderful satire as well. Yeah, yeah. And at the end it says, and the moral is, if you find yourself in the wrong story, leave. That you shouldn't be with the three dinosaurs. You should be with the bears, and you ought to know better.
Okay. And now,
a lot of fun.
What I'd love to do is talk about an old book, which actually just was reprinted this spring as well, Lost Horizon.
Oh, well, by James Hilton. Okay.
And this is an old out-of-print edition I've got in my hand here, but Harper Perennial just brought out a new edition as well. And this is the other side of From the Ruins of Empire. This is a Britisher. This is an Englishman. Hilton, of course, wrote Goodbye, Mr. Chips and Random Harvest. But this was his first one, Lost Horizon, the story of an Englishman and his compatriots who are attempting to be rescued. There's a revolution in some eastern country, somewhere in India, somewhere in Tibet, somewhere on the China border. Instead of being taking off in the airplane commanded by someone in the British Air Force, the plane has been commandeered by a guy from a lamasery deep in Tibet, deep in a place that later we realized was a place called Shangri-La. And this is the story of the peace in that valley. And this is Hilton, was writing between the wars, and he was looking for an ideal. He didn't like, what happened in the First War, and he dreaded what was coming. Everybody knew what was coming in the Second War. And so he wrote the three novels, Mr. Chips, that English, idealized English countryside, Random Harvest, a doomed love story that come with a happy ending, and then this one, When Conway. And I love the fact that I'm reading this book, and I'm reading it, and I realize that toward the end of the book that what his name represents, Conway, he was going the wrong way.
Mm. Yeah.
I hope I didn't give that away to people, but that's a lovely, lovely writing.
It is from 1933. It's Lost Horizon, and it's now been
published by Harper.
Harper, back in print.
Back in print.
Excellent. Well, as always, a wonderful collection of books and some great stuff for the fall and winter months.
We do have a party coming up at the end of this month. Richard Stevenson's new mystery novel called
The Last Thing
I Saw.
Yeah.
Right. October 27th for our people.
And then you have a poetry reading on
November 10th. And then James Arthur, who the former Amy Clampett Poetry Fellow in Lenox, Cynthia Gardner, a local poet from Pittsfield. And then in December, Peter Gizzi and Bernadette Mayer. Bernadette Mayer, who used to live in Lenox. Peter Gizzi grew up in Lenox. They'll be back for a poetry reading on December 20th.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock.
Find out more information about all these events and about the wonderful store, and, of course, find out more. Go to bookstoreinlenox.com, bookstoreinlenox.com. Better yet, go to the bookstore in Lenox.
There you go.
It is fantastic and a great place to browse and an awful lot of fun. Matt, it's always a blast to have you here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe. See you next time.
We post each week's book picks online at wamc.org. Again, you can find it on bookstoreinlenox.com as well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.